We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey, Chicago, what do you say? This is the CHGO Cubs podcast presented by Blue Moon. Made brighter. Get Blue Moon delivered and see delivery options by visiting get.bluemoonbeer.com/CHGO. Celebrate responsibly. Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Ooh, man. Feels good to say that. I had so much Blue Moon this weekend. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Happy post-St. Patrick's Day to everyone in the chat. Ryan Herrera, Cody Delmondo, and a remote Luke Stuckmeyer.
He's in the box.
Well, he's still in the box. Hopefully he's back this
still
week.
Still in the bubble.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll be back this week. But we'll see. We'll play it by ear. I hope everyone had a great St. Patrick's Day weekend. Hit the like button for us. Subscribe. All the good stuff. I want to remind y'all, we are 10 days from opening day, which means we're 10 days from our watch party and live post-game show at Country Club
in Wrigleyville,
right down Clark Street, right across the street from Demo's, one of my favorite spots in the neighborhood, post-game at least. And I forget the bar next to it. But we did do our opening day pregame show there last year. Before the Cubs opened up against Milwaukee. It was a lot of fun. Watch party and live post-game. So come on out. The link probably in the description. It's on allchgo.com as well. It's free to come. We just ask you to go RSVP at that link because we would just like to know how many people are coming. And I've had a handful of people reach out to me and tell me they're coming. So I'm excited to see them. And I'm excited.
Nieren was at our
Yeah, Nieren was at the one last year. Yeah.
We'd like to meet more of you.
Yeah, we'd love to meet more of you, right? Yeah, hope to see y'all out there. Speaking of the people that we've meet at our events, I don't know what it is, Luke, maybe you can explain it, but like the diehards, they just keep coming. Yeah. Every single day, man.
FOMO, Cody. All of a sudden, there were like 20 people a day signing up. Then there were like 30. Mm-hmm. What do we have this week? 19 more
over the weekend.
All right. Nobody wants to be left out of the big party.
Exactly. No. Exactly. Like you wake up and if you're not a diehard, you're doing something wrong. All right.
Well, it's that Ryan's content and the dope merch discount.
Yes. I mean, the content for sure is why people are becoming diehards, but yes. So shout out to William, Robert, Kyle, John, Andrew, Ray, Mike, Keith, Michael, Daniel, Mike, Eric, Jack, Nathan, Mike, Philip, Paul, Ryan, and Austin. Huge Chicago sports news over the weekend. I'm just going to assume it's because of the Cubs. Maybe not the CHGO Bears. Or maybe they like the Bears and the Cubs. Who knows? But all I know is they're diehards, and I don't really care.
Yeah, diehards are diehards.
Diehards are diehards. Diehards of Chicago sports.
Maybe college hoops. You're Illini, huh?
Oh, baby.
Credit to you.
credit to me for living through it, surviving it. I'm ready to be hurt this weekend. Haven't been to a Sweet 16 since 2005. So, I was a teenager. I have no expectations, but it does feel nice to be a Big Ten tournament champion. So, yes, credit to me, Luke. You are correct. Other news that came out this week or this weekend, my king, many other Cubs fans, king, Sammy Sosa, back in town. First time in 17 years. Sammy Sosa in the city, got off the plane at O'Hare, and he was attacked immediately by fans. Not attacked, but, you know, approached. Was seen, I think he went on the radio at NBC. He was, you know, briefly on Fox 32. That video went viral over the internet. And then I did watch today, finally, his sit-down conversation with Jarrett Payton from WGN that he did at Club 400. I want to say the Chicago location because I don't think he would drive all the way or ride all the way out to Lake in the Hills. I could be wrong on that. Stu, I'm sorry if you're tuning in and I'm wrong on that. But anyway, Sammy Sosa back in the city this weekend. Had a lot to say, but also not a lot to say. I guess the big, you know, obviously the big conversation with him has always been, you know, his exit in 2004, obviously being linked to steroids, all this stuff. When I was listening to his conversation with Jarrett Payton, he kind of said a lot of the same things that kind of went viral from that video from Fox 32. This quote that Sarah has brought up right now, he said it was related to a question he was asked from that video. And he was asked about, you know, if he did or if about his mistake or whatever, his relationship with the Cubs, saying, "I had a lot of misunderstanding in the past. I recognize my mistake, so hey, why not?" And what the why not part is, like, it looks like he's open to trying to repair this relationship with the Cubs. And I do think him making that first step by coming to Chicago for the first time in 17 years is a big deal. What do you think about that, Stuck?
First of all, people on the internet were mad at sweet Lou Kanellis of Fox 32. That's what he's supposed to do. He's got to ask that question, right?
I thought the same thing.
After that quote, the follow-up question was, so are you telling me you're sorry for doing steroids or something or to that
maybe
matter?
That maybe you did steroids.
Yeah, maybe you did steroids and Sammy was somehow caught off guard. And like, you know, I mean, he didn't know that was coming when he got here. And he's like, I didn't expect that question from you. Which I think he meant Lou because he was buddy-buddy maybe, you know, with Lou back in the day. But, like, of course you were going to get asked that question, especially after you just talked about making mistakes. If you're talking about the boombox incident or walking out on your team, we know that how that all went down now. Like, we know you're sorry about some of that stuff. But what Ricketts wants to ask for forgiveness for is the steroid stuff. Mm-hmm. So, for me, nothing has changed other than Sammy came and got paid and shook a lot of hands and stirred a lot of people's emotions up. Because what did he say? When those are presented to me, he was basically saying, he phrased it as basically the Cubs would have to present ideas to him, right? Mm-hmm. No, Tom Ricketts has basically said, we're not reaching out to Sammy. Sammy's got to come to us and tell us what we want to hear. I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm not siding with the Ricketts on this. They can do whatever they want. They're the owners. But I don't think what Sammy said this past weekend gets us any closer to him coming back to Wrigley Field. I don't.
No. I first of all, that clip, I was cracking up. Just the way it ended,
it was so awkward.
Did not expect you to ask that question in the end clip. Like, that was, that I was cracking. I watched like five times. Oh, man, it was so funny. But no, I mean, I'm with you, Luke. Obviously it's 17 years, right? It's been a long time. It's actually even more than that, considering he wasn't on the Cubs for another couple of years prior to that. So the last time he was in Chicago, but, like, you're talking about a long time strained relationship at like the best way to put it, a long time strained relationship between Sammy Sosa and the Cubs. And Tom Ricketts gets asked like basically every year about Sammy Sosa, whether it's Cubs convention, whether it's scrums with us, like whoever it is, he gets asked about it. And his message has kind of been consistent in that, like, it's kind of on Sammy to, I don't know if saying like the olive branch thing, I don't know if that's exactly the best way to put it, but it is kind of on Sammy to to really start that conversation by acknowledging and maybe being accountable for some of the things that happened in the past. And so, yeah, if Sammy's waiting for the Cubs to approach him or bring him ideas or whatever, yeah. Like I'm with you. It doesn't feel like if neither side is willing to go and do that, to be the first ones to initiate that conversation or initiate the repairing of that relationship, then you're not going to get any closer to Sammy Sosa in whatever capacity returning to the Cubs, whether that's as an ambassador, at even just throwing out the first pitch at Wrigley, whatever it is. If him himself and his side aren't willing to be the initiators for that conversation, then it doesn't seem like there's ever a scenario where, the Cubs or Ricketts side, at least at this moment, it doesn't look like there's a scenario where they're the ones that initiate instead.
No, Cody, I'm open to $1 billion being presented to me too, but like, unless I buy a lottery ticket and it wins, it's not going to happen. So it's great to be open to it. I agree with that part, but the Cubs have basically said he needs to do things before they present anything to him.
Fair. You both have made fair points. DFW Susie in the chat says unpopular opinion, but I don't think it matters. And that's fair. I guess it. Part of me, it's like the optimistic optimistic part of my fanhood in here, because he was such a huge part of my childhood, and I just want this to end one day, this saga, this discourse. I guess for me, the fact that I know he came out here for the autographs signing, what, the Chicago Sports Spectacular or whatever. I saw whoever was running our CHGO sports account this weekend. He took a picture with Hulk Hogan. So we're talking about some 90s legends together out here in Chicago.
No steroids there.
Yeah. Yeah. No steroids there. Am I right? He, in his conversation with Jared Payton, I wrote down some quotes from it that I thought were intriguing. He said something along the lines of, time will determine everything. I made a lot of mistakes. I don't have an ego anymore. I see things differently now. He even said Tom Ricketts is a great guy. So you guys are probably right in terms of like him probably needing to go to the Cubs to, admit about the steroids or apologize about how the exit in 2004 was, whatever it is. And based off him saying, the whole part about him making mistakes, maybe he actually will. Like, if he's true to that, you know what I mean? Maybe he will follow through with that and go to them, He even talked about in his conversation with Jared Payton about, how he felt not being invited to the celebration after the 2016 World Series. And he was disappointed to not be invited. And I don't know. I think when he says that, and he says that the reason he was here this weekend was for the fans. And of course, yes, he got paid however much money to come and sign some autographs or whatever. But again, first time in 17 years, the guy hadn't been here. He hadn't been in the city for 17 years. So To me, it's telling that maybe he's a little bit more open to going down this path. That's my optimistic look on it. Of course, time will only tell, like he says himself. So I just, for a lot of people who grew up with him that idolized him as a kid like I did, to me, it feels like a huge step. But, me, I'm always on the DeLulu.
DeLulu, that's a great way to put it. No, it's... I want to bring up the Godfather's message just now in the chat. The only thing that this is from our good friend Michael Collada. The only thing that I agree with Rick is on show kids it's not right to cheat and do drugs. And I think that's part of it. I think that's part of it as far as why the relationship is so strained. I don't know. I also look at it from the other side of like, now obviously like it's a big deal when guys get busted, whatever. And being suspended and all that kind of stuff. But, 25 years ago, it was at least it felt like a point where baseball was looking the other way for that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like there was a lot of guys that were doing it, and baseball was making a lot of money off it. The 98 home run chase was huge for baseball. They made a lot of money off it, grew the game a lot because of it. and they looked the other way, and you know, that was the time. And I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's right that they did it, but to just throw the players under the bus when it was a whole system-wide thing, as far as like the higher ups not cracking down on it earlier than they should have. It is a different situation than if you're talking about a guy that got busted in like 2019 doing steroids and
right.
Talking about, it's just a different situation with that. And you know, you look at it with like Mark McGwire and the Cardinals or Barry Bonds and the Giants. Like, it's not like they are the most celebrated figures in those organizations, but they have been, you know, acknowledged in some capacity by those other teams. So, there's more to it with Sammy. It's not just getting busted for Sterling. There's other things that happen that have caused the strain on the relationship. So, there's more than just that to work through if they're going to do this. But, I just wanted to acknowledge Kawada's comment because that is part of it. I think that is part of what they're kind of looking at as, you know, just an example of what you're not supposed to do, I guess. I don't know. It's always going to be a weird situation regardless until they get this thing settled and get that relationship repaired. Regardless of how you feel about it, like, people are going to fall on two different sides, and we see it, you know, in our own chat especially. But it's always going to be a weird situation because it's about a couple of different things. It's about a number of different things on what they have to do to repair that relationship.
Real quick question, Cody. Where was the picture taken of Mark McGwire wearing all the Cubs gear?
Oh, at spring training.
Yeah, it was Scotty Chags.
Yeah, because his son okay, Mason McGwire. Now,
I know his son's part of the organization, but he got them all geeked out in Cubs gear.
Right.
How can you welcome Mark McGwire to your spring training facility and not Sammy Sosa?
Yeah. You're not wrong.
I'm not giving this 100% one way or another, but that's a little,
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why in some aspects, maybe, like, sure, the steroids thing, it probably does matter. But maybe it's a lot more than just that too. I mean, I understand that Mark McGwire is Mason McGwire's dad and like,
sure,
you know, they're always going to invite allow players families to come out to spring training or games and stuff. They'll always probably pay for those things. But like, it is, like you said, Luke, it is weird. And so I don't know. I think it's more than just the steroids too.
Yeah. Rich, our friend Rich, Beasterfield, he's always down there at spring training, says in the chat, McGwire's been doing some coaching and has been in the dugout with the low A group. So he is
interesting,
contributing in some fashion to the organization. Obviously because his son is in the organization that is part of it, but doing at least some coaching and contributing to the lower levels of the minor league system.
Rich also said earlier in the chat that they were actually out at the Lake in the Hills location of Club 400. So Sammy got off the plane at O'Hare and went all the way out or went into the city to NBC, did those interviews, and then went all the way out to Lake in the Hills, which is way out there, Northwest Burbs, to do that interview with Jared Payton. So,
I know you're hoping for it, right? Yeah. But there's obviously other people that feel differently.
And that's so, fair. Yeah. I'm never going to tell fans how to feel about the situation. I've never told fans how to fan on this show. Not once have I ever done. And if I have, you can go clip it, bring it, and tag me in it or whatever. All right. I've never told fans how to fan, but I think those fans also need to realize how much this guy meant to a lot of fans. All right. And, to me, that's more important than, you know, what's right and what's wrong. Cause it's not like this guy went out and murdered someone. This guy just did something what a lot of people were doing. All right. This guy created an entire generation of fans. He continues to help bring the Cubs in boatloads of cash. It's just a fact of the matter. It really is. You can look at the attendance numbers after 1998. All right. It only continues to rise year in and year out. And of course, the 2016 World Series is impact on that. But if you look at the attendance numbers before 1998 and then after 1998, it was a huge part. Yeah. So,
you know what else is huge?
What else is huge, Ryan?
Circa Sportsbook.
Circa Sportsbook.
Oh, my God.
Circa Sportsbook. Guys, I'm going to be at Circa Sportsbook on Thursday.
In Waukegan. I'm going to be at the one in Waukegan for the first day of March Madness. Someone's going to be sitting in here for me. I ain't going to be on the Cup show on Thursday. First day of March Madness, Illinois opens up against Morehead State. I'm ready to be hurt again. I'm probably going to hammer Illinois, whatever the spread is right now. All right. So, I'll be doing that out at Waukegan at their location. Games will strive to be a -110 split on the Circa Sports menu. So I'm going to get all the best odds there than anywhere else. All right. Unlike other sportsbooks, which may use a -115 or -120 split, Circa Sports keeps as little money as possible on large market bets, especially compared to other books. Circa Sports does not limit players based on their winnings. Every player has the same limits, unlike other books who do limit winning players. They encourage bettors to download and explore all sports betting apps available, compare the lines from each sports book. And then finally, the biggest thing. They don't use chatbots, guys. They're real people behind the Circa Sports brand who resolve issues in a timely fashion, unlike other books who use chatbots. All aspects of their app are being run by the same team that runs the main Circa Sportsbook at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. So download that Circa Sports Illinois app at circasports.com/Illinois-app to sign up today. Also be on the lookout for Circa events. Watch parties like the one we got coming up here at the end of the month. And if you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Text GAMB to 833-234 or visit areyoureallywinning.com.
You know, you mentioned, you know, we got a lot of college basketball coming up this week. I think the first four starts tomorrow, Tuesday. And then it goes just game after game after game throughout the weekend. And then obviously the next few weekends after that. I'm telling you right now, like I'm going to have so many blue moons watching college basketball this week.
Over under 10 blue moons.
Well over.
Same. I'll take that over for myself as well.
This is blue moon season. We're underway, right? Like you get one of those warm days too, and you just want to go out on the back patio, crack an orange and a blue moon.
Are you a blue moon on the draft or a blue moon in the bottle type person stuck?
Or can.
I like the bottle. I like the bottle guy.
Okay. I like the bottle.
I'm not discriminatory.
We all have a preference. It's okay.
Everyone's got a preference.
Bucket of each, I'd probably take the bottle.
Yeah, okay. No, but that's like whether it's in the bottle, on draft, in the can, like it's gonna hit. It's gonna hit different, and especially like I said, this week, can't wait.
Yeah. But I mean, it's Thursday and Friday is gonna like it's the best part because there's so many games, and then obviously, unfortunately, teams lose that way, and that means the amount of games goes down as the tournament goes on. But Thursday and Friday, they're days that we dream about. In November when college hoop season is starting, right? So you got that. We still have spring training coming up. Like you could be like Colada in the chat who doesn't like college hoops and you just, you know, maybe he wants to turn on Pat and Ron in his, in his backyard and crack open a blue moon while he takes in the rest of spring training, which spring training has been exciting right now.
Yeah, so. Cubs spring training and blue moon go together better than anything. Made brighter, get Blue Moon delivered and see delivery options by visiting get.bluemoonbeer.com/CHGO. Celebrate responsibly. Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Yeah, dude, Blue Moon in Arizona would hit different right now. Being out in the sun, watching Cubs spring training and cracking open a Blue Moon, it would hit different for sure.
Yeah.
You know how you experience that here? You just turn on a space heater, turn the fan on it. Close up the windows. It'll get nice warm in the house, and you'll be like, oh, I'm at the ballpark. You turn up the game.
Yeah, for sure.
Christian in the chat is asking what hat I'm wearing, so I turned it around. It's I think it's the CHGO golf one, the golf hat. I don't wear hats forward very often.
Can't find it on the CHGO locker.
It is on the CHGO locker. Go get it, man.
20% off for backers.
We just talked about Sammy for the first, 20 minutes? The actual team actually had an exciting weekend, if you really think about it. Ian Happ was back in the lineup yesterday, which is huge news for all of us with anxiety. I have anxiety, okay? Hand up. I was worried about just because of the Seiya Suzuki injury last year, you know, they were pretty blunt about it, and I felt like they were pretty blunt about this too, but, you know, I've been hurt too many damn times. All right. So it was good to see Ian Happ back in the lineup yesterday. Hit an opposite field double, I believe, a drive and a run. And then also Seiya Suzuki, a couple homers over the weekend, too. I believe.
Yeah.
So him and didn't him and Belly go back to back?
Yeah. So Say had good. Two homers on a Saturday against Kansas City. Yeah. No. Yeah, you mentioned Saya, and while throughout spring, like Cody Bellinger has gotten so much of the attention, whether it was like a will they, won't they re-sign Bellinger or when he came back, Jameson Taillon, Ian Happ injuries and their statuses took over a little bit of that. Not that Seiya Suzuki was the forgotten guy, but like there was just other storylines that felt like they were just taking a little bit more of the attention for this Cubs team. Shota Umenaga, right? How he's progressing in his adjustment to the major league game. Like that's another big one. But we've always talked about Seiya, especially when we consider last season, the way he ended it the last 2 months and how great he did and how, he hit like, I think it was like a top three or top four hitter in the league from like the beginning of August through the end of the season. And I don't know that we can expect that over 162. Like that is very hard to do. And to do it for 2 months was incredible to see. But you're probably looking at definitely something less than that. Probably. I don't want to say he can't do it because he did it for 2 months last year, but I don't know that you should expect him to reach those numbers over an entire season. However, he showed real improvements in different things in over 2 months, right? Like not a small sample by any means, like over 2 months of games, staying healthy, hitting the crap out of the ball, whatever it was. Like he looked like the kind of guy the Cubs could build a team around. Not a superstar of different team calibers, right? But a guy that is a good foundational piece for this team and obviously a good piece to have him around. And yeah, it was Seiya, Belly, and Gomes.
Yeah, back to back, by the way. I keep forgetting that it was three straight homers, not two.
So even like going into spring training, we're like, we want to see what Seiya can do coming off what he did last year. And you look at the numbers he has right now, obviously after Sunday's game, he's got 22 at-bats. He's hitting .444, have a .483 on base percentage, and a slugging of .926
in spring training
so far. Again, the the results of spring training, like you don't necessarily take them for what they are, what they say on the box score. Like there's obviously a lot more nuance and who's he facing? Is he facing a minor league pitcher? Whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. But you obviously would rather have someone do well, produce good results in spring training than not. And he's producing awesome results, and that's what you needed to see out of Seiya Suzuki coming off last season, going into his third year with the Cubs and expecting him to be a force in the lineup. To hit, for him to have the spring that he's had so far is obviously a great sign. And as far as confidence, like that's something he can carry going into opening day, going into the beginning of the season. He can carry over that. It's March and I'm already feeling pretty good at the plate. You carry that over into the beginning of the season. That's how you start things off on the right foot.
Yeah. I mean, we talk X factor, right? Of course, we'll probably do an X factor podcast in the next 10 days, but do I think he is that? Yes. I also think it's a show me season. This is it. This is it for Seiya, for me as the, with the Cubs. Like this is when we're going to find out who he is as a baseball player. He had the first year to kind of adjust to the United States. The second year was marred by injury at the beginning and ups and downs, right? So there was a little bit of each. There's no more excuses in season three. Season three, Ryan, you say, I don't know if we can expect that. I think that's what we should expect from him. I'm not saying he's going to be a top three hitter in baseball, but I don't see any reason why he couldn't show us that he is a top 20 hitter in baseball.
Yeah. No, that I meant like,
right?
Don't expect him to put a 183 WRC plus again over a 162, but like to say he could be the best hitter in this lineup and a pretty good hitter, top 20, 25 in baseball, that's not unreasonable.
No, and this will be the season. That's when we'll know how long he's really going to be with the Chicago Cubs. I you can't wait. You can't go 4 years into it. You don't get the – you know, in football, the quarterbacks, we hear about it all the time. Did Fields get enough time? At this point, Seiya's had enough time. We've seen some really great baseball out of him. We've seen some not so great baseball out of him. We saw the drop ball, of course, from him. And we've seen some injuries. It's been a little bit of everything. Show me. Year three, show me that you are really that guy. I believe he is, but he's still got to show us.
Sarah just had a great reaction.
She just had the biggest sigh. Like it's like you reminded her of like her worst nightmare.
I'm still not over that. Like I'm really not.
Believe me, it's ingrained into my soul for the rest of my life too. So
and then you mentioned it last year with Seiya, the obviously very high highs, but also some low lows. And again, I'm not saying like don't. I'm not expecting a top five hitter in baseball type season from Suzuki. If he does that, that's huge for him, huge for the Cubs, huge for their playoff hopes, like all that stuff. I'm not sitting here expecting it, but what I think you can expect is just like he should have just more consistency, right? Just not a month like he had in May last year where it was just like the whole month was just not very good. You know, you might not get an August, September as big and as great as he had last year, but if it's still pretty good and he's stacking that on top of pretty solid months prior to that, the consistency is the one thing that I just need to see from him this year. Just, can you be consistently the hitter the Cubs need you to be? You don't have to be Ronald Acuna level hitter all the time for an entire season. Can you be the consistent force that puts this team, hits the home runs, knocks the runners in, puts this team in good positions to win game more often than not? That's what we need to see from Suzuki, because on top of the injuries that you mentioned, that he's had a few that have kept him out for a little bit in the first 2 years, just the consistency, we haven't seen enough of it out of him. You see, again, really high highs, but he's got some lows in there, some pretty low lows, and he just needs to get more towards the middle, especially with the low on the low side. Get more towards the middle, limit the slumps, right? Limit when things are going bad, figure out how to adjust and get back to playing good baseball quick when that does happen. That's my main thing to see from him is like, can you be consistently the kind of hitter the Cubs need you to be, the kind of hitter the Cubs were kind of hoping for when they signed you? Like that's what I need to see how to say it, is just the consistency.
Yeah, the consistency for sure is a big thing for me. What I love so far, and you mentioned his numbers, what I've loved is seeing him hitting second in the lineup. You know, I've kind of said, Happp or Bellinger in that two hole, because I think Bellinger, you know, we talked about for months why the Cubs need to re-sign Cody Bellinger, right? Like, I don't need to explain why I wouldn't or why I would want Bellinger in the two hole. However, if you want to go, lefty, righty, lefty against right-handed pitching, because Ian Happ is a switch hitter, right? It makes sense to have Happ, then Saya, then Bellinger, 1-2-3 in the lineup with Morel in your cleanup, a guy who I think we're all very high on going into this year, a guy that has 40 home run potential, in my opinion. I agree with you, Luke, in terms of like this is a prove it or make it or break it year for Saya, even though he still has two more years left on the contract. The thing is I think this is the year for Saya to prove that he is a guy that you can, quote unquote, build around. Like, they'll still have two more years of him after this, so he's going to be here. It's not like he's super expensive or anything, but this really is like, can the Cubs afford to maybe move some of these outfield prospects that they're high on? Can they afford to move one of them if they feel good about Saya for the next 2 years after this, and perhaps even beyond if they want to keep him around longer than that? Yeah. So I agree with everything you guys are saying. I love that Council is putting him up in that two hole because he believes that Saya is as good a hitter as. Is I believe is what you guys probably believe he has the potential to be. And he's going to have a lot of opportunities to drive runs in that spot. Yeah. And his philosophy of putting your best hitters at the top of the lineup, the same thing he did in Milwaukee. To me, it's no surprise. And so I'm excited to see how he does when the games actually matter in this role. And I could obviously see the lineup changing some as the year goes along. Of course, guys struggle, guys get hot, whatever.
Guys get hurt.
Right?
Things happen.
But with the way that the Cubs have been making their lineups in the spring, these last 5 days or so, as we're getting closer to the end of March, you're starting to see what this lineup could look like on opening day, mm-hmm. with at least the first five or six guys. And it's starting with Happ, Saya, Bellinger, Morel, Bush. And then after that, it's kind of like all up in the air. But I think that they've been consistent with like those five to six guys. You know what I mean? Swanson, I think, batted fifth the other day. Mm-hmm. So perhaps maybe it's Swanson, then Bush. I don't know. I personally would want Nico Hoerner in that top six, hitting either fifth or sixth. But, I love seeing the consistency of it. And that was something that I think a lot of fans bickered about when it came to David Ross's lineups. So
No. We'll yeah. See. It's going to be interesting to see where he slots in. Obviously, like, you know, once you kind of get past the first time through the order, like even the first couple batters, like the lineup doesn't necessarily matter just because the way lineups per inning kind of mix around throughout a baseball game. Like you might have, say, a leadoff one inning, you might have him hit third another inning after that, right? So not that it's, to me, it was ever the biggest deal in the world. But yes, to have more consistency in the lineup and like where you're putting guys, and obviously having your best hitters near the top of the order is huge. Council's been doing that. He's been having a little bit more consistency, maybe moving things a little bit just based on who's on the mound. But showing just having a lot of consistency, it feels like, in that lineup for spring training is good. And you know, you mentioned Saya being in the second hole. The way he's hitting, if he can bring that into the season, that's like your number two hitter is like this day and age. A lot of teams look at the number two hitter in the lineup as the best hitter in the lineup. So if Saya's your number two hitter, that means obviously that they have a lot of faith in him at the plate, but that's also because he's doing really well and hitting really well for that lineup. And again, as I said earlier, that's just enormous for him, but enormous for the Cubs and their playoff hopes in general.
Yeah.
I'd be curious if Craig Council was asked, like, who were you afraid of off to the side? Like, who were you afraid of in the Cubs lineup last year? Saya is one of those guys that would have that potential when he's playing at his peak, right? Because of the power. So show us you're an all-star.
Yeah. The Cubs will outperform their win projection of what? Pocota has them at, what, 81, 82? Whatever. I don't know if they – did it increase after they signed Bellinger?
Sorry, say that again.
Did Pocota's, like, win projection for the Cubs increase after they signed Bellinger?
I think – I don't know if theirs did. I think Fangraphs ended up giving them an extra win. Like, they're at 82.
So, 82.
Yeah.
They will surpass 82 wins if Seiya Suzuki – is an all-star this year.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's definitely not a bold prediction.
No. Some fans might think it is because I know, or I don't know, but I get the discourse for this guy over the last 2 years has just made me want to pull my hair out. Yeah. Well, it legitimately has.
I think right? the bold
there are even times for where Luke has said some things where I'm like, I want to like choke you.
I think the bold part of it is saying he'll be an all-star. I think the bold part of it.
I didn't choke you. I just like, you made me want to just run up to you and just be like, see here, old man.
We have this on tape now because it's been recorded.
Yeah, it's been recorded. No, it's like that clip, that episode of SpongeBob where it's the old fish and they're like, how many times do we have to teach you this lesson, old man?
How many times we got to teach you this lesson, old man?
Let me teach you guys a lesson. Are you in the market for a new vehicle? If you are, then we have some great news for you. Our partner, Ray Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Fox Lake, is celebrating the Jeep Celebration event all month long. And you know what that means? You'll be able to rave about their savings on a wide selection of inventory. For a limited time, lease a new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo Altitude for $439 a month for 39 months. And if that Grand Cherokee isn't big enough for you, check out the third row and lease a new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited L for $479 a month for 39 months. At Ray CDJR, you're always able to shop one of Chicagoland's largest inventories and drive home with more money in your pocket than you'd expect thanks to the Ray Price Promise. Don't miss out. Shop great deals all month long and save big because Ray CDJR makes buying a new vehicle more affordable than ever. But that's not all. Just for listening, you get a free oil change when you mention CHGO at the service center or mention CHGO when you book online at RayCDJR/service. You got to schedule it before April 1st. So if you're in the market for a new vehicle, you got to check out the team at Ray Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. They're the only team we recommend. Visit them today on Route 12 in Fox Lake. For more information, visit Ray CDJR in Fox Lake or RayCDJR.com, serving the community since 1963.
So I've talked about it on the show. Like I was a major wrestling fan growing up, and it's probably like a good 12 or 13 year period where I just didn't watch it. That's, you know, got into high school, got busy, like didn't have all the time in the world to watch it anymore. And like, you know, college, I didn't even have cable, so I couldn't watch it. But they have recently brought me back in. Well, maybe over the last 8 or 9 months have reeled me all the way back in, where I'm literally sitting down and watching it. I know Cody's been watching some Friday Night SmackDowns too, but I was going to say, Monday Night Raw is going to be at the Allstate Arena next week.
Ooh.
And I was thinking about going, and I was looking at Game Time, and it's really making me want to go because Game Time has the best deals. First, Monday Night Raw, if you're getting ready to go to Cubs games coming up soon or Bears games in the future, Blackhawks, Bulls, whoever it is, Game Time's got you covered. You shouldn't have to worry when you're buying tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their best price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. You know, I've used Game Time for concerts, games. Cody, I know, has used Game Time as well. Luke, you're always using Game Time. Like, Game Time has taken care of us. They got the best deals out there. You can't really find anything else better than Game Time. But one thing I really love about the Game Time app experience is they show you the view of the seat when you click on it. So you're going to someplace, maybe you don't go to Allstate Arena that often, right? You don't know exactly where you're sitting. You click on it, they'll show you exactly what the view from that seat looks like in the arena. And I think that's one of the biggest things, because like sometimes you just don't know what you're getting, right? You get a ticket in the nosebleed or something. You just don't know what you're going to get. With Game Time, you actually know ahead of time before you get there what your view of, whether it's a wrestling match or a game over at the Allstate, whatever it is, you'll be able to view your seat moving forward. Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. I mentioned the view from your seat before you buy. You know exactly what to expect when you arrive. It's got all-in prices, shows your total upfront, so you know you're getting a great deal without hidden fees. You can buy tickets in seconds with two taps. Game Time is obsessed with finding ways to help you save money on tickets. It's got deals on tickets right up to the start of the event and even an hour after it starts. It's the place to find last-minute seats. With zone deals, you pick the section and Game Time picks the seats for an average of 18% savings. And the Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets at Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code CHGO for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code CHGO for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
I got my Justin Timberlake tickets off Game Time. All right.
Love that.
Can't wait.
Love that for you.
June 21st. I cannot wait. You know what's crazy, Luke? Is that Sammy Sosa came back to Chicago. NSYNC released a new song all before Jordan Montgomery and Blake Snell signed a contract. I mean, it's crazy. We're living in crazy times. We might as well be partying like it's 1998, brother.
Oh, and brother, see you through in the Hulk Hogan again. Cody is morphing in slowly into Hulk Hogan again.
It's not a great thing.
It's not a great thing.
It's not the best thing.
There's a lot of brothers hate you.
I think it's like my new bit. I guess just using brother all the time. I tweet it all the time too. So anyway, I purposely took my hoodie off for the Game Time segment today. Or the Game Time ad read, just because I wanted to emphasize that I got my tickets on Game Time.
Yep.
And also the new JT album is awesome. All right. I highly recommend. What? We still have like 15 minutes.
We're going.
So the big news of the weekend was the Bears finally traded Justin Fields. Barb is giving me tons of credit for getting Fields traded finally.
Apparently you did it.
Yeah, apparently I did it. She's been asking me in the chat for the last handful of months to get Justin Fields traded. I think he's a very polarizing player in the Chicago sports, you know, one of the most polarizing players in Chicago sports, in recent history, maybe, you know, the last 10 years, I don't know. You can debate that if you want. However, I felt like we could use his storyline we could turn it Cubs by asking, which Cubs player was like Justin Fields in terms of, you know, had all this talent, had all this potential, was beloved by the city, but didn't necessarily pan out to be what we all wanted him to be. For me, and it's tough because Justin Fields went, 10-28 or whatever it was. So he didn't do a lot of winning. But when I think about the talent and not putting it together, you know, I kind of go to Kyle Schwarber just because he didn't live up to what we wanted with the Cubs. It all happened after the Cubs. But he did win with the Cubs. So, like, it's hard to do that. But, like, is there a player that had all this talent, was still beloved by the city, but just didn't have the success, the winning success?
I mean, like, one name that pops into my head, it's not the perfect comparison, but I think it had a similar feel by the end of his tenure, is Javi Baez, mm-hmm. where, you know, he was really good for the first few years of his career, helping, obviously, the Cubs win the World Series. What was it, 2018, when he finished right behind Yelich for the MVP vote? Sure. But then, you know, by the end of it, especially by the when he got traded, I think there was a lot of people that, you know, as electrifying as he could be, the plate discipline, the swinging at sliders and the other batter's box type stuff, like, I think there was a lot of people that did ultimately were just, I don't know, maybe tired of it, maybe is the best way to put it. Like, they just didn't, they thought.
I know I was.
it just became a thing where he wasn't performing as he did the first few years of his career. And a lot of it did have to do with, it felt like, plate discipline. And again, as electrifying as a player as he could be, like, he is one of the more electrifying players I can think of in recent Cubs history, at least. Like, morale's up there with him, but just, like, electricity, energizing a fan base. Like, Javi is that. But yeah, again, by the time he was traded, I think there was a good amount of people that wanted him to be traded, without knowing how the rest of his career would have gone. And obviously it has not gone well for him since leaving Chicago. There was definitely a portion of the fan base that was ready to move on from Javi. So if you're asking who's the fields, again, I don't necessarily think it's a perfect comparison, because he did have a peak with the Cubs that was really, really good. And it just
never, anyone.
Yeah. And it just never felt like Fields had that. Mm-hmm. But in the fact of, like, was there a divide and definitely a portion of people that wanted him or wanted the Cubs to trade him by the end of his Cubs tenure? Yeah. I think that's a good comparison for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, if you were to say Chris Bryant or something, like, he accomplished way too much. Mm-hmm. Compared to Justin Fields to be in that same conversation. And so of the players from that team, I think that's a pretty good one. I guess if I had to go from the past, and again, it's not apples to apples. Pryor and Wood are similar. Their difference is that injuries got in the way. Yeah. Okay. But when you think of the hype around Kerry Wood's strikeout game, kind of being, unfortunately, it's one of the greatest moments in baseball history, but that was the peak of his career, and he was never able to win it with the team. Now he's back with the organization. He's beloved. He's obviously beloved here in Chicago and by Cubs fans everywhere. But Pryor and Wood had that expectation of as like a 1-2 combo, like, they were the future. Finally, we got it. This is our guy, Kid K. And the only difference is that injuries are what really limited those guys more than Justin Fields. Justin Fields, I don't think he hasn't reached his potential. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Kerry Wood obviously reached his potential in historic fashion. And I guess you could say Mark Pryor did too, but to me, to a lesser degree. So
yeah.
If I had to say someone like that, because the expectations were similar.
Someone put in there, I don't know who it was, but Albert Almora Jr. I don't think that's a good comparison. I just don't think he was ever in a position as important as Fields, right? Like, he wasn't viewed as the prospect that Chris Bryant was, or, like, obviously Anthony Rizzo was a couple years into his career by then, but he was in a major position. You know, Addison Russell, when he first came up, was the starting shortstop, was like this defensive wizard. He was in a major position for the Cubs. But then obviously they brought in a lot of the Jason Hayward, Ben Zobrist, all those guys. It just never felt like Almora, the expectations around him were so great as what Fields had. Obviously he didn't live up to first round pick billing. Whatever expectations you had for him, just never really lived up to them with the Cubs. I just don't think his situation and what was expected out of him, I don't think it was as big as what the situation Fields was put into and what was asked out of him. I just don't think Almora was ever in that situation or that position.
Yeah.
Chad Soriano is a good one too, but also injury.
Yeah. Barb said in the chat, Corey Patterson, I think he had some hype. And I, you know, injuries didn't help him too, but, you know, position players are different from pitchers, right? All it takes is one arm injury and it can derail a pitcher's career. It's basically what happened to Mark Pryor, in my opinion. Let's see. Joel says Jason Hayward to a degree. He was a free agent signing. He didn't live up to the contract. He is loved by a lot of the city. And the only reason people don't like him is because he was just severely overpaid. As the contract played out, he didn't really, again, he didn't live up to the contract. He earned the contract. Technically he did earn the contract. The Cubs did pay him and he took less money to come to the Cubs than the Cardinals. All right. So, I don't know.
And it wasn't injuries.
It wasn't injuries.
He just didn't perform consistently enough.
Right. Yeah. Gary says Jeff Blauser.
Yeah.
Kevin Ori.
Yeah, I think the way I'm looking at this is like guys that began their career at the Cubs. Because like Soriano, but he's also like he was an all-star already. Mm-hmm. He was, what, like 8-9 years into his career. Like, it's like I'm looking at it as like, what situation was Fields put in? Obviously drafted as the hopeful quarterback of the future and was thrust into a pretty important position pretty quickly. Who for the Cubs, when I'm comparing it, it's got to be guys that began their career with the Cubs and obviously began it with pretty high hopes, high expectations, a lot of hype. That's your Chris Bryant's, that's your Javier Baez's, that's your Kyle Schwarber's, that kind of stuff. That's kind of who I'm looking at just because of.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Just want to comparing the situation to what Fields got. Because, yeah, like you mentioned, Hayward and Soriano, but they had already been in the league for a few years, had success in the league for a few years, and got paid a lot of money versus were coming up into a different situation.
Some people were just throwing out prospects that just didn't, like, age well, right. Like Felix PA and, like, Bob just threw in Brett Jackson. It's just like, to me, it's not comparable to Justin Fields because Justin Fields, as bad as the Bears were, he was the only reason people tuned in the last 3 years. He was, for what he was... the situation he was given and put into, he made the best of it as he could. And so like, to me, I don't even think you can call him a bust. Like he just wasn't put in a good situation. I'm not saying that he was like an elite quarterback or anything like that, but it's not like the Bears did him any favors. A lot of the names that I just said, like those guys just weren't good at baseball. You can look at Justin Fields and you can see the talent and you can see that he has potential to be a top 15 quarterback in the NFL at the very least. I mean, anyone with eyes can see that. So I just don't find those very comparable. But I just find it interesting because the fact that we can't really find a true one, I think, just kind of describes how what he means to the city for a guy that didn't win here. And I guess as Cubs fans, we can, you know, at least say that we've seen some guys come through here and win.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
So, you know what else you can win with, guys? New flooring. All right.
Oh, you bet.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
I wake up, crack a blue moon, and I think about flooring. Yeah. All right. I also play the new JT album while I do that. I play the JT album, play Cracker Blue Moon, and think about flooring. All three things every day. All right. Thanks to Empire. Empire today will get you shop at home convenience, the right product for your needs, quick and professional installation, and a low price guarantee. Empire today is the best place to get new flooring. So, of course, they have copycats, but Empire can't be beaten on quality, service, speed, or competitors. So competitors advertise low quality products that Empire simply won't carry. Empire won't promise the lowest prices because anyone who does that is putting flooring in your home that they wouldn't put in theirs. They keep shopping for floors simple with a curated product selection. Their philosophy is to help you find what you need, not overwhelm you with thousands of choices and substitutes. What they leave out of their selection is as important as what they put in. Empire's product team exhaustively combs through thousands of product samples each year to find the perfect styles. Their virtual floor designer is a great way to see how new floors will look in any space. It's easy. Just snap a picture and instantly see how new floors will look in your room. Shopping for floors at a big box store can be frustrating. You might talk to someone today who was working in plumbing yesterday, like Ryan, for instance. Flooring is all Empire Today does. They live and breathe flooring, so you can be confident you're getting honest, upfront advice. They pride themselves on their convenient shop-at-home service. They help customers shop for floors where they use their floors so they can see exactly what their new floors will look like in their homes, lighting and decor, so they can make an informed decision. If an issue does arise, just call Empire. They service all warranties themselves. You won't have to track down a manufacturer's phone number. Schedule a free in-home estimate today. All listeners can receive a $350 off discount. Let me emphasize, $350.
You don't beat that.
Can't beat that. Discount beat that when you use promo code CHGO. Restrictions apply. See empiretoday.com/CHGO for details. 5-8-2-300
Empire
today.
Oh, I wanted Luke to do the today part. Today.
He's shaking his head. He's like, what do you do? What are you guys doing?
Not with the cough. Somebody in the chat mentioned Kosuke Fukudome. Kosuke is not a bad one. They were
not
awfully
bad. Not a bad one. He did have a lot of hype. And he was kind of popular, but I think it might not be for the good reasons, considering where our society was in 2008. But
he was an all-star that first year.
Yeah.
No,
he did make fans love him immediately with that opening day he had.
It was exciting at first, yeah.
Six RBI day, home run, and that, eighth or ninth inning, whatever it was, to tie the game.
Yeah. No, I think that is a good comparison. Obviously, the Cubs were in a position where they were like, time to win. So bringing in a guy who was a pretty celebrated hitter out of Japan was a expectation wise, that was pretty, he had some expectations around him as far as adding a bat like that into the lineup. That's a pretty solid comparison, I think.
You know what the difference is that when Kosuke left, nobody was worried that they were letting away a potential star player. Yeah. And there are still a segment of fans that are Bears fans who still think Fields is now going to go to Pittsburgh, have a year behind Russell Wilson, and turn into a top five quarterback in the NFL. None of the guys we've mentioned had that same scenario where there was the hype, there was a little bit of brilliance, and then they let him go and you were worried that he was going to turn into a superstar, right? There's a lot of guys that fit a piece of the story, but I don't know that anybody in the Cubs really fits exactly that storyline.
I will say this, that like Fields fits the same, like, you know, feeling that for Cubs fans, at least when it comes to like Javi Baez or Chris Bryant or Anthony Rizzo, like I think a lot of Bears fans are going to cheer for Justin Fields in Pittsburgh.
I'm going to cheer for Justin
Fields. Oh, yeah.
I know I
will.
I
hope he has a good career.
Right.
No?
Because it's not like his situation was just shitty and the Bears were put in a very unique situation. And the difference between that and those three guys I just mentioned was that their contracts were up and fans wanted the Cubs to re-sign them. And it became a division between the Cubs fans who wanted the Cubs to spend the money to bring those guys back, and the other side of the fans that wanted the Cubs to make their farm system better.
Yeah.
You know,
well, felt like they were just going to get what they were asking was too much money.
Right.
Stuff like that.
And so
Schwarber's the best one, right?
Comparison wise.
I think you're right. You know why? Because it's exactly what Ryan was saying. Like, first of all, there was success. I thought he was Babe Ruth in 2016. You know, basically they were like, it was the Schwarbino.
Yeah.
And when he did leave, people were worried that they were giving up on a guy for nothing and that he was going to turn out to be one of the great hitters in baseball. Now, we don't know what Justin Fields is going to turn out to be. And he was outrageously well-liked in the clubhouse and in the fan base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And so that part of it sort of matches up with that too. So I think Schwarber might be the best comparison.
Yeah. Credit to me. That's what I said.
Good job, Cody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think when you look at how things have played out with those guys that we've mentioned, we've talked about it a ton over the last 2 years, right? I think what keeps fans being fans of those guys is the fact that they haven't gone on to other teams and have shit on the Cubs or anything like that. So I think it could certainly shift if Justin Fields goes to the Steelers and, you know, shits on the Bears organization if he turns out to be, you know, be whatever he is. So he could completely change. I'm just saying that, like, right now, you know, half the city is happy he's gone and half the city wishes he was here. And I'm ready to be hurt by whoever the hell they choose next. So I'm also ready to be hurt by this Cubs team in 10 days.
You're ready to be hurt by a lot of things.
I am. I'm ready to be hurt on Thursday when Illinois plays Morehead State. Yeah. I'm ready to ride the roller coaster of 162 with the Cubs, and which I hope is more than 82 wins at least. I'm ready. I want to be optimistic about a lot of things, guys. It's hard to be.
You are just like eternally in a state of ready to be hurt again.
Yes.
Yes. No matter what happens, like, okay, there's still something else out there that can hurt me. Like that's just you.
Right.
Forever.
For sure.
Cody likes the pain, brother.
Hell yeah, brother. I'm ready to be hurt again. All right. We made it an hour, guys.
We did.
Luke, you going to be here tomorrow?
I'm going to try. That's my goal. I can't guarantee it. I'll either be remote. I'll be on the show tomorrow.
All right. Cool. Well, Barb's been giving you a ton of advice in the chat. So I advise you to go look at the chat after the show is over and take some of her advice. And if you do that, then you'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah. She really wants me to bring you some matzo ball soup.
Well, that I'm for.
You live too far.
Okay.
I mean, maybe I'll get you some delivered.
I'll get you some Vicks. Got it.
I'll get you some delivered, maybe. We'll discuss that.
All right. Well, again, we'll be back tomorrow, 3:30, live. Barb, live at 3:30 tomorrow. Hopefully things to talk about. Hopefully Jordan Montgomery and Blake Snell finally sign. I thought Blake Snell was legitimately going to sign this weekend after the news about the Astros came out. Still ain't happening.
Not happened yet.
Crazy. I can't believe it. It's unreal. So, but yeah, again, our watch party on opening day. Go RSVP. It's on allchgo.com. And yeah, I think I hit everything.
I think we did.
I think I did. All right. So we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for checking out the CHGO Cubs podcast. Bye. Y'all silly like the mayor.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.